Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Red Men Daily News. I'm Jack Gill and today I'm joined by Georgia Stevens. We're sponsored by The Athletic today, so head over to www.theathletic.co.uk/redmennews to start your 7-day free trial and receive 50% off your yearly subscription to The Athletic, the home of football writing. It's got some brilliant writers like James Pearce, Si Hughes, so do head over and check them out. We've got one of them articles for you today based on the furlough U-turn. Georgia, me and Ross have spoke loads about this over the last few days. This article just gives more of an insight as to why Liverpool made the decision that they did, and actually the fact that it wasn't meant to come out until Monday, but it was leaked by another Premier League club. What did you make of all the furlough stuff over the weekend?
I think it was just disappointing that it's kind of being, especially with the news of, you know, Henderson kind of leading the whole the NHS charity sort of things like that, and it was such good news, and then that to kind of come out was kind of, it was just disheartening, I think, for a lot of fans, because that's not what the club's about and that's not what people kind of stand for or want, and it just felt a bit wrong. But luckily they have, you know, turned it around and gone against the original decision, which is really great, to be honest.
Yeah, it does say that the article does say that obviously they all had several conference calls on Monday and decided to overturn the initial decision, and they don't really understand why the club received so much criticism compared to Tottenham and Daniel Levy. Obviously, with Liverpool making this U-turn, Georgia, do you think Tottenham and Newcastle will follow suit and do the same?
I mean, I hope so. It kind of sets the precedent in that. I think just touching on why Liverpool received, so I think it's because of the, I think we were talking about it before, but it's kind of how the fans are and what the club identity is as a whole. That's something that goes completely against what Liverpool and what Liverpool as a city is about. So I think that's why there was such a kind of uproar about it. What other clubs do and what their identity, that's not for us to kind of judge because we're not involved in those clubs. And it probably depends how their fans feel about it and the pressure that they'll put on. But hopefully, you know, no sort of multi-million, billion-pound company or organisation will continue to use this furlough scheme. And I think that's, at the end of the day, kind of what the kind of FSG are trying to get at, is like, where's the backlash for others? But at the same point, you know, just because some people do it doesn't make it right for us to do it too.
Absolutely. It does go on to say as well, there's been no public announcement, but The Athletic understands more than a dozen executive staff, including Hogan Moore and Chief Operating Officer Andy Hughes, voluntarily took a 25% pay cut last week. So obviously that shows that they're also doing their bit and taking a pay cut during all this as well. That's something that's not been reported during all this, and it's important that everyone obviously knows that. Just to move on now, Georgia, but obviously everyone else, go and check that out over on theathletic.co.uk. UK. Moving on, obviously I woke up this morning to the news that Sadio Mane has got a documentary out, The Best News When We're All Stuck Inside. That's on Rakuten.tv if you want to go and watch that out. The same company that made that brilliant documentary about Barcelona, and it was brilliant to watch the Liverpool game back on that and to see the half-time and full-time scenes. But there's a article on theguardian.com focusing on Sadio Mane, and an important part of the documentary where his dad dies when he's obviously young at the time, 7 years old, I believe. And it just talks, Georgia, about obviously the difficulties for him and his career growing up. What do you make of it?
I read the news that the fact that I said before is the if anybody deserves a documentary about their life and about what they're doing, it's Sadio Mane. Like, from what you hear, even though it's small bits, because we don't know him too well, he seems like pretty private kind of guy, but what you hear is just makes you love him more. And yeah, I read an article, well, it was a kind of feature piece in Mundial Mag, they interviewed him, and I was kind of like, this needs to, like, why is nobody talking about this with everything that's going on at the time with kind of football's getting a bit of a bad rep. I was like, this guy needs to be, and the fact that he's got a film and kind of a documentary is brilliant, because you just, even if you just read the Guardian article, you just, some of the stuff that he does, that it's not shouted from the rooftops, because it's not why he does it, I think. Yeah. So it's something that will definitely brighten people's day.
Absolutely, and I know what I'm doing tonight. Sadio Mane has also obviously built a hospital as well as a school in his home city of in Senegal. And he obviously, Georgia, we've seen time and time again how humble he is on and off the field. One interesting part I saw about this that's not in the Guardian article, but it said about obviously how Klopp made a wrong impression on him when he was at Dortmund, and he saw some lad with a baseball cap skewed on his head and thought that he looked like he gave off a rapper kind of vibe, but now he's got to know how humble he is. It gives him a different sort of look, and he's apologised for how he originally saw it. But obviously there's been a lot of talk, Georgia, about how here in England with this pandemic outside and the NHS and how good that is there, but obviously people don't think about where Sadio grew up in Africa and how, you know, how it is there, and they face crises like this all the time, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think the kind of it puts into perspective what he's actually come from. I think a lot of people, especially when you see the rise of kind of the talent of some African footballers that come over to the Premier League, I think people just like to think of, you know, Africa as this one continent that nobody really delves into, and they just say that. So to actually read and understand and have him talk about where he's from, what he's grew up, I think it kind of just brings a bit of reality to people, and especially in times like this, I think people can kind of relate, even if it's like a minuscule amount, to kind of the struggles that he faces. I mean, I think he was talking about he built the hospital because I think his sister was born at home as well, and because they didn't have a, like, to think about that is just, it's just crazy. I think it just shows what type of guy he is.
Yeah, it's also important to say, obviously, with all the negatives going around about footballers right now, it's important to look at positives, like what Sadio Mane is doing and what Jordan Henderson is doing as well. They're doing brilliant things for their communities at the minute, as many others are across the Premier League and across the country as well. Sadio Mane has also been talking, and he said that he will accept a null and void season and simply win it next year instead. Georgia, obviously, there's been a lot in the last few days. FIFA obviously extended the season at the end of last week and the start of this week. But I've seen a couple of articles over the last 24 hours. There was one suggesting that the Udinese, a shareholder with Udinese, who's also a shareholder in Watford, says that he's heard that the Premier League season will be finished and there will be no more games. Obviously, Georgia, how much do you want the season to be completed so we obviously win our first title in 30 years?
Yeah, I think it's a difficult one because of everything that's going on. I think when you read that article, I think that's where Sadio's kind of coming from. So kind of like every fan, you want us to win it. You want the trophy, especially 30 years and the waste, and especially the season that we've had, although it seems like it was months and months ago. The form we were in, things like that. But at the end of the day, like we said, I think he says it in the articles, like, people have lost family members and it's a much more complicated situation. And that's the top and tail of it. I think it's something that nobody could have ever expected and nobody could ever we've ever faced before. And at the end of the day, there's bigger things than football at the moment. But to see that attitude from Mane is just brilliant, to be like, yeah, it's no problem, we'll win it next year. And I think that's kind of the attitude that hopefully Liverpool fans take up, you know, if stuff does kind of hit the fan and we don't get to finish out the season.
Yeah, he says, I love my job and I love football. I want to win on the pitch, I want to win the games and I want to get the trophy. It's what I would love, but with this situation, whatever happens, I will understand. So, you know, as you say, that mentality from Sadio Mane is just brilliant, isn't it? And just let us know in the comments what you think, whether you'd obviously like the season to be null and void. Obviously, you want us to get the 6 points, but whether you'll accept it at this point in time. You know, a few opposition fans have said there'll be an asterisk by our title anyway, but to be honest, I just want to get this done and dusted. I just want to have the title done and won and look towards next year and winning it again, like Sadio says. Moving on as well, and there's more stuff on Timo Werner, Georgia, and this has come after Inter Milan have said to identify Timo Werner as a replacement for Lautaro Martinez in the summer, but they've been told apparently that him to Liverpool is almost done and dusted. What do you make of this, Georgia? Obviously, before this pandemic, there was so much on Timo Werner. James Pearce has obviously come out and said that he would be shocked if that is not completed this summer. But obviously, things are a lot different now, and you know, football isn't going to be set the same after this. So what do you think? Do you think Timo Werner will still be a done deal after this, or do you think it's a lot more complicated now?
I think that the complications come into it when we look at the kind of what we were talking about with like the transfer windows and contracts and things like that. I think that will be a big complication. I'm sure there's plenty of lawyers kind of like scrambling to working out and looking at clauses and things, because it's kind of.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Crazy to kind of wrap your head around how contracts work and how they will now play out. But I think, you know, Liverpool have expressed interest. He seems to have also, you know, pretty much said that he would like to come to Liverpool. So I can't imagine that's changed too much over the time. I don't see, the only issues I'd ever see would be from kind of higher ups and the kind of, you know, things that go on behind the scenes. I don't think there'd be any difference between Liverpool or him, because nothing's changed really in the time that, you know, we've had this break.
I think the difficult thing is, obviously, there was that rumour before this happened that he had a clause in his contract that it was a certain amount of money before the end of April, obviously. So I think that's where the difficulties now lie, and whether FSG believe that he is worth the fee that it's now gone up to or whatever. I think it's very difficult to comment on this right now, because obviously no one knows what's going on. But he does appear to seem like our number one target this summer. And the headline of the article is Liverpool chief Michael Edwards is very close to sealing Timo Werner transfer. So it's going to be good to look at that. And it's interesting to see what you think about that. Is he your number one target for the summer? Let us know in the comments. And moving on, Virgil van Dijk has spoke about his favourite five-a-side team, talking about players from the Premier League teams apart from Liverpool right now. It's interesting he's gone with Edison in goal. Emerick Laporte in defence, with De Bruyne in midfield and Son in midfield and Aubameyang up front. So a lot of Man City names there, Georgia. But what would your Premier League five-a-side team be if you can pick Liverpool players?
I think I'd probably also go with Edison in goal, just because it reminds me slightly of Alisson and is kind of the next best thing. I'd probably, in defence, I'm kind of biased, I'd probably say Jack O'Connell for Sheffield United, just because I think he's a solid defender. Midfield, probably De Bruyne. And again, a bit of bias, I'd probably say Andros Townsend. Even if it's solely for that goal against City. And then up top, I'd probably have Raul Jimenez from Wolves. I don't really agree with Aubameyang. He's a great player, but he's not really my... I don't know. I just don't really enjoy watching him sometimes. But I do. I really love Jimenez. I think he's kind of your classic kind of centre forward.
Is it? I apologise for that because I threw you under the bus a bit. But yeah, let us know in the comments your favourite Premier League five-a-side team. But obviously, you cannot pick Liverpool players. Mine would be very similar to Van Dijk's, to be honest with you. I think he's got a very good balance there. Obviously, I think other than Van Dijk and Gomez, I think Emerick Laporte is one of the best defenders in the league. I think City have really missed him this season, and De Bruyne is just a world-class player, so is Son, and I think Aubameyang's pace would be very good up front. And as you say, Edison's the best next best thing from Alisson, really. Just finally, former Liverpool star John Arisa has apparently been in a car crash overnight with his daughter Ariana, who's 19, and they're understood to both be okay. They were hospitalised overnight, but they're both fine, and we wish them a speedy recovery. I've just got a quote here, if it'll load. John Arisa has said, "We are both fine and out of hospital after spending the night there for checkup. Thank you for all the messages. Much appreciated. Stay safe and take care of each other. We wish him and his daughter both a speedy recovery." Tom, have you got the comments there? Let me try and find them. Georgia, have you got an article to shamelessly plug first?
I recently kind of teamed up with the Culture Division, which is a website online. It's kind of similar to... It's a lot of content on there, and if you're ever kind of bored at the moment, which is great, there's stuff there to definitely have a look through. But yeah, I recently just wrote... the link should be in the description. So it's kind of about my journey of getting a sponsorship with Umbro. And it was kind of a unique journey because it was a competition and things like that. And I'm not going to spoil it, but it is a good little read. So have a read of it. Let me know what you think. Drop us a line on Twitter or something. But yeah.
Okay, we'll move on to the comments now. Make sure you go and check that out. It's a brilliant article. We've got Rob D first, who asked, "Where's George's retro kit today?"
I was gonna wear it, and I thought no, because I've wore it too often. It's on my bed. It was chosen as one of the outfits. I'm glad I didn't. I think we've coordinated, balances it out.
Yeah, I think that was the best thing possible. Mane, on the Mane philanthropy, that's a massive word, Tom. I don't know if I butchered that or not. Stephen Somerville has said, "I'm looking forward to this documentary hearing Mane's backstory and to how he has come from that to being one of the best wingers in the world. He's just brilliant. Can't wait." And yeah, it's obviously important to remember Mane. Obviously, when he was at Southampton, scored a brace against us, which I think was a big reason to Klopp bringing him to the club. But I think over the last few years, Georgia, it's been clear to see how much Sadio Mane has improved as a footballer. He's just got better and better. And you know, thinking a couple of seasons ago, there was one thing really missing from Mane's game, and that was the goals. And you know, his finishing was a bit off. But the last two seasons, he sorted that out. And you know, last season, he's obviously joint Golden Boot winner. And this season, I think he's been one of the best players in the Premier League. And I think he will probably win that PFA Player of the Year trophy. What do you make of him and his improvement under Jurgen Klopp?
Yeah, I think when we first signed him, he was an exciting player to have in. Just because, you know, he was obviously great. He scored against us, which is always good for us to see. You know, it's something that we kind of like doing. But it was just, there was potential there, and we didn't really, you know, he was a good player, he was this, he was that. But I think the last two seasons, definitely, he's just become world-class. And a lot of that, you know, people say because of the team that's around him and things like that, a lot of the pool players suddenly are getting labelled world-class and things. But I generally, you could put Mane in any side, in the top sides in Europe, across the world, and he'd be a star player. I think he's really, really stepped up his game these past two seasons, and I think it's great that, you know, he's a Liverpool player.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's not just on the pitch, like we spoke about today, and like the documentary picks up on, as Morbid Angel points out, Mane and Salah are both wonderful. Mane even helps out at the local mosque. And it's just that thing that we talked about earlier, isn't it, Georgia? That humbleness of Sadio Mane. And this documentary really shows that. And you know, how much of a great person he is, not only on the pitch, where we obviously all call him a world-class player and you know, one of the best players in the world right now, but off the pitch as well, he does some brilliant things for different communities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's just we kind of see, and I think some other people see how humble he is and things like that, and they maybe think it's an act, or maybe, you know, the comp because of, but he's generally just, you know, brilliant guy.
So GC says, no one seems to talk about how he said, if we don't win it this year, then he wants to win it next year. Surely he's put to bed those rumours about him leaving for Real Madrid and any other team. What's your thoughts on that, Georgia? Georgia? No. No. It's all gone to shit. Right. Are we good to go again? We good, everyone? Right, sorry. Yeah, there we go. Right, Georgia, here's a comment. GC says, no one seems to talk about how he said, if we don't win it this year, then he wants to win it next year. Surely he's just put to bed those rumours about him leaving for Real Madrid and any other team.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I didn't even think of that, of, you know, he's just basically committed to Liverpool for another season, saying, you know, we'll win it next year. So again, another great thing to kind of look forward to is seeing Mane again for another year.
Yeah. Next one. Obviously, we asked about the Prem teams. The unknown Liverpool fan Jones says Ederson, Laporte, Kevin De Bruyne, Pogba, and Vardy. What's your thoughts on that, Georgia?
Yeah. No. Like, I think my team, I kind of went out because I didn't want to choose what obviously Van Dijk's chosen, but without a doubt, I think, you know, the three of Ederson, Laporte and De Bruyne is kind of a given, the best players in their positions at the moment that aren't in Liverpool's shirt. Pogba on his day, I think, is one of the most technically gifted midfielders out there, and, you know, Vardy's kind of smashing them in for fun, so I don't see why not. Yeah,
and then lastly, Rob D says Ward, Sacco, Wilson, Ivan, Ings. I'm quite happy with that one. The ex Liverpool 11,
I'd like to.
Sorry, we've been thrown off massively by the fact that Jack just stopped halfway through, and I think his internet's down. He's been playing too much Xbox. He's downloading a game or something, and his internet's gone. But yeah, I think we'll have to wrap it up there, because I don't know what else to do. Yeah, make sure you go over and check out the article that Georgia wrote. The link is in the description below, and don't forget to check out The Athletic to receive 50% off your yearly subscription to The Athletic. So yeah, go over there and check that out. Apologies for the technical issues, but, you know, that's the best part about live shows. And at least
quarantine live show, you wouldn't get that anywhere.
Exactly.
It's really on brand.
Exactly, and hopefully, well, obviously we're doing a quiz on Friday. You never know, it could be more of this. It could be more just carnage live, and it's great entertainment.
Same.
Exactly. But yeah, thank you everyone for watching. Thank you everyone for commenting. And we'll see you tomorrow with the social wrap-up, actually. Everything that all the Liverpool players have been doing on Twitter, we're collating it all together so you can watch that. But yeah, thank you everyone for watching. We'll see you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.